Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. Well, guys, we are back and we are ready to dive into another Worth the Hype episode. We're wrapping up our Vancouver trip with part two. And this time we are in Vancouver. So our previous episode, we did Whistler, Canada, which we flew into Vancouver and drove to Whistler and experienced all there is to experience there. And today we're going to dive into our time in Vancouver. Are you ready, Sarah?
I'm so ready for this. I've been waiting to do this on the podcast for a while now, so I'm really excited about this new series. I hope you guys are enjoying it. If you are, let us know in the comments. We would so appreciate it. But yeah, let's do a deep dive in Vancouver. What are we talking about, Steph?
Okay, so we're going to recap our trip. We're going to basically, the whole point of the Worth the Hype episodes are to just break down different locations, different adventures that we go on, or that we see a lot of people going on, and just letting you know, is it worth the hype? Is Vancouver worth the hype? So we're going to talk about our experience, and for the future, we can't wait to just share more experiences with you. I think we've got Nashville on the radar. We're going to do an Austin trip.
Yes. And anywhere I'm else so down for Nashville.
But for now, let's dive into Vancouver.
Let's do it. Okay. So,
all right, so oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, we drove back from Whistler. It was like a 2.5 hour drive, and we checked in to the Westin Bay Shore, Vancouver, which is such a stunning property. Didn't you love it, Steph? It's like right by the water. The views are so nice. I'm happy we got to go at the end of August, so the weather was kind of turning. It was like hot during the day, but then cool at night. It was just perfect. And the property is beautiful.
Yeah, the rooms were really nice. I really, really enjoyed my stay there. And like our view was unbelievable. Oh, I shared a little bit of it on Instagram, I think.
Yeah, it's so good. Full view of the yachts and the water and a little bit of the city. It was just stunning.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Okay
so we checked into the hotel, and when we like the first activity that we did was a high tea. So there's this restaurant called the H Tasting Lounge, and it's actually like right off the lobby when you first walk in. And so I've done a high tea before, and Sarah, you've actually done one in London. Like,
yeah, I know. That, I swear, was like 500 courses. It was so much food. But this one, I think, was like the perfect amount of food. My favorite was like the cucumber and dill sandwiches. Like, literally, I could have had those by the dozen.
I know. I think you asked for more. And yeah, the guys were like,
they were like,
we only made enough for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, they're
event,
like, it's made to order, so we can't give you more. So I just stole other people's, whoever didn't want to eat it. I was like, give me all the sandwiches. They were divine. And then I think all the dessert was so delicious too. Like, what did you think about the food, Steph?
Oh my gosh. You know, and honestly, I'm not really like a sandwich. I wouldn't call myself a high tea girl, you know, but I enjoyed myself. I got full. I was eating all the things. Like, and of course, what are those little biscuits called?
Oh, scones.
Oh, girl, give me all the scones.
Yeah, they were so good. I feel like the food at this particular property was amazing. Like every single thing we had was so good. And that's so rare, like to have the food be so uniform and be so consistent throughout like every single restaurant that we tried. Like I was so impressed.
Yeah. I mean, because we'll get into like some of the other restaurants we ate at on property, but honestly, it was like Sarah said, it was a very good and consistent experience. And high tea was like just fabulous. So we dressed for high tea, and what kind of tea did you have? I forget what I had. Do you remember?
I don't remember. No, I think it was some kind of like floral tea, but I mean, it was good. I was there for the food.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not really a tea drinker, but I really enjoyed my tea. It was like, mine was kind of fruity too, like floral fruity. And then of course was just downing all the sandwiches and everything I could, you know.
And like the million desserts that they served, like it's a really good portion. I feel like, because when they bring it out, they brought it on like this Ferris wheel type of thing. And then like every like station of the Ferris wheel had like two desserts on it. So, I mean, you get a good amount of food for all of that, like for the price of it. So I think it's like a really, really good deal. And it's not like stuffing yourself till like you're rolling down the street, like what happened to me in London. Like, I could not eat anything after that for like the rest of the day because it was so much food. But I think like this was like the perfect amount of food.
Yeah, I agree. It's like light food. Like, yeah.
Also, the dessert was really light. Remember like that pistachio cake you ate and you're like, wow, this is like really airy. It like looks like such a dense cake, but once you like bite into it, it's not this, like, you know, it's not heavy.
Yeah, it was nice to enjoy something sweet and delicious without feeling like, you know, a log afterward, basically.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so the next day we went, we also did like a dinner that night, right? Like, that is that when we had the southern food?
Hold on, I'm thinking, gosh, maybe
Yes, it was. Oh my God, you guys, this was so good. And I'm not like a big southern food person. Like, personally, I feel like it's like too meat heavy. It's just really heavy. But like, I loved the southern food in Canada. And I'm saying this like coming from Texas, but it's so funny to me that I'm saying this coming from Texas. But like, it was so good. It was like some of the best food I've ever had that's like southern.
Yeah, it was very well done. I mean, I will say, like, as someone who loves barbecue, loves a good macaroni and cheese, like, I felt like their take on Southern cuisine was very, very well executed.
Yes. Like, again, blown away by the quality of the food and the taste. They had these, like, hot chicken slider sandwiches. Oh my God. Remember, like, everybody was like feasting on them. So of course, like, we went there, or Steph was invited by Marriott to go, and that's where we were. Like, we were at the hotel, like, trying out all the food and, like, you know, staying at the property, etc. But like, they were like, every meal that they served us was like essentially a feast. It was just like every single thing on the menu they like put in front of us, and like, we did not realize like the sliders were actually like appetizers, and we ate so many of them thinking like no other food is coming out, and like that's like the actual like main entree. But like, I mean, it was so good. I'm happy I ate that, because
I was sitting there, I was eating the sliders, and I was like, why aren't they bringing more out? Like, what is going on? This is not enough food, because I didn't realize they were the appetizers. Yeah. I was like, getting full on the sliders, not realizing I had a whole slab of beef ribs coming.
I know. And then like all the sides, they had like mashed potatoes. They had, I can't even remember at this point, like green beans. They had fries. They had,
I mean, it was so good. Oh, basically, you just need to go to Vancouver, go to the Westin Bayshore, and go to the H2 restaurant and have the, what is it called? The meat sweats dinner, which does not sound appetizing at all. Oh my God, meat sweats for two. Let's have a conversation. Is that the right name for this?
Let's not call a meal meat sweats for two, please. Like, that does not sound appetizing or
but
sexy.
But it is appetizing. Anyway. That's the crazy thing.
Like, can you imagine if you're on like a vacation with like your boyfriend and like, you know, you're going to go have some sexy time later. You're like, let's just go have the meat sweats for two.
That'll really set the mood.
Yeah, that I don't know about. Maybe not do that.
Yeah, but overall, very, very good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like a good like conversation starter, or like an icebreaker in many ways.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the name of the dish, but yeah. Okay, so what else did we do? Oh, the next day we woke up so early. That was a long day.
That was a long day. We went whale watching, which was like, honestly, that was a bucket list item for me. I've always wanted to go whale watching.
Yeah, that was, yeah, same for me. I'm just remembering, Steph, when you were like scared in the seaplane.
I don't know. The seaplane really threw me off. I'm like, where's the security? Like, who's checking these bags?
I'm like, Steph, the plane floats on water. We will be fine.
You know, I don't know. I did not feel very secure. I'm like, I need somebody to be checking all of these bags. Like, I wasn't comfortable on the plane. But when we landed, you know, I was good.
Yeah. So essentially, we just have to go like really deep into the ocean to see the whales. So it was quite a trek to get there. Like, we woke up at like 7 o'clock in the morning. We were already out the door from the hotel. Luckily, the seaplane harbor is like really close to the hotel. So it was like a quick like 10-minute walk. We got onto the seaplane, took like a 30-minute seaplane ride. Then we took like a water taxi to like another location. I think that was Victoria, correct?
Yes, it was called Victoria Harbor where we landed.
Yeah, and then we took a water taxi to another location, and that's where we got onto the boat. And then we went another 2.5 hours deep into the ocean to look for whales. So it's like quite a trek. It's like really far out. You have to commit your entire day to this, basically.
I feel like we were out there longer than 2.5 hours, though, Sarah. That was a 4-hour day on the
water. I'm saying like it took like 2 hours just to get to the area to watch the whales.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were like circling around that whole area for like another hour and a half or something like that. And then, you know, like an hour back. So it was like a long, long process, basically.
Yeah, it was a beautiful experience. I will say, if you suffer from motion sickness, like the C band that one of the girls on the trip got for everyone came in clutch for me. Like, they're basically like this band that you can put on your wrist, and it hits a pressure point on your wrist, which I didn't really understand like what a C band was and what it did. But I've experienced motion sickness before, and so I know what it feels like. And when I was on the boat, I could tell a difference with like just taking the ginger and then also having these C bands on. It really helped me, because otherwise I think I would have been so, so sick.
Yeah, the water's pretty choppy for sure. Like, if you have motion sickness, I would definitely say like take some non-drowsy Dramamine, or they sold the C band. So I had no idea what a C band was until like we saw people on our group use it. But like, yeah, as Steph described, they're essentially just like elastic bands that you put around your wrist. I, again, do not understand the science behind it, but I guess they work really well. I'm not somebody that gets like super motion sick, so I was okay. Like, I did take a Dramamine before, so I was like totally fine. But yeah, the water did get really choppy, and the fact that you're like going full throttle against the waves for like hours on end is like pretty intense.
Yeah. And look at the mountains when you need a centering like gravity point.
Oh yeah. That's a really good, I forgot about that. That was a good tip. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say like I'm a super motion sickness person either, but like that experience absolutely would bring out the motion sickness in me. And I think it would bring it out in most people, you know. So even if you don't consider yourself like someone who gets sick often, I would definitely take precautions just to be like super safe. But the C bands plus looking at mountains made me feel like I was having a great time.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, that's like a really useful tip, and that helped me as well. Like, whenever I thought I was like getting a little bit off balance, because it was like in some areas like dizzying. So like, but you have to watch like our stories. I think it's so funny, because like when we actually saw the whales, remember, stuff like in our phones, they looked so minuscule versus like, so we had like a professional photographer with us who had like a fancy like DSLR camera with like a huge lens. So he got us like the footage of like the whale and the tail and the deep dive and everything. But like, when you see it on my phone, like literally the whale looks like a dot.
Right.
So it's literally like, if you are not like a professional photographer and you're not paying attention, like you'll miss it.
Yeah.
So you have to be like on high alert, basically, when you are whale watching. But there were some parts. It also like depends on like what side of the boat you're on to, like, of course, like there's no way to predict where the whale is coming from. So you kind of just have to, you know, go based on your luck. But yeah, I think like some people saw like two wheels like do like a deep dive, which was like really pretty, but I love the experience. I don't think I would have ever done this if Marriott hadn't invited me. So I'm like very grateful for this experience because yeah, like for a lot of people, this is the bucket list item.
Yeah. And it definitely was worth it. So I would say like, if you're thinking about it, definitely do it. It's very cool. It makes you just kind of realize and appreciate like that you're not like, it's not all about you. Like there's a whole big world out there.
Yeah, for sure. It helps you kind of realign and center and appreciate all the beings in this world and that we're all connected somehow. It was really majestic looking at the wheels. Like it was definitely like a larger than life experience.
Totally. I think that's a good way to describe it.
Yeah. And then after whale watching, we had a lovely lunch at another Marriott property. And then we explored Victoria Island, which is really cute. So we didn't have that much time there. Steph, like I think like after lunch, maybe we had like an hour or so to explore. But I loved it. It was so cute. It was like super like European vibes. It just looked like, you know, like London or like maybe Scotland. They had like little pubs everywhere and every store had like its own character. It was just really, it was a really cute little town.
I agree. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I felt like it was something that I could probably spend a couple of days just kind of walking around and trying the different restaurants and just exploring. It's a very cute town.
Yeah, for sure. I think like 2 days over there would have been like a good amount of time. I wouldn't stay longer than that because I don't know if there's a lot to do there. But if you want to just go there, take it slow, enjoy the views. So everybody, well, a lot of my friends who've been to Victoria recommended that I go to a place called Bouchard Gardens, which is supposed to be like amazing. They're like, if you go to Victoria, don't come back without seeing them because they're like this amazing like botanical garden that they have over there. And I noticed like around the island there were so many different flowers around like the Capitol building. It was so beautiful. Remember, Steph?
Yeah, so many flowers. Like
yeah,
I was
so I wonder if they surprised. Had yeah I wonder if like that kind of like is a theme to Bouchard Gardens, but we didn't have the time to go to Bouchard Gardens, so I'm just throwing this in the pod. If you're there and you have time, definitely go there because it seems to be really highly recommended.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
What was the name of the hotel that we saw? Remember, what was the name of the hotel that we went to? We only went for like a second.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember.
Oh my gosh, what was it called? There's like this really beautiful, was it the Fairmont?
Yes, I think it was the Fairmont.
Yeah, I think there's a Fairmont right by the Capitol building, which is a stunning property. And I think it's like iconic in Victoria too. So if you're feeling spendy and you have the budget for it, maybe stay there for a night. Like we went and just looked around the property really quick. Like the entrance is so beautiful. The chandelier, remember? Oh, it
yeah,
was so
I have a photo
beautiful.
Of it.
Oh
it's
my God.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. And then we missed our seaplane, which was fine.
Yeah, was totally like, fine. But that was kind of a funny moment.
It was a funny moment.
Yeah, we get to we were told to meet at a certain time. We get there and they're like, I think your flight left at like 4 and that was the last plane out. There are no other planes.
Yeah, so basically we thought our flight is at 5:30. So after lunch, we're taking our sweet time, exploring, blah, blah, blah. And basically, yeah, our flight left at 4:30. There were no other seaplanes left. So our only other option was to take the ferry back, which added like another like 4 hours to our day, I think. But overall, I think it was an amazing experience because we got to see Victoria Island by sea. And we saw an incredible sunset. We wouldn't have seen this if we'd just taken the seaplane back. So overall, yes, it added time to our trip, but I think it was totally worth it. And I'm grateful for that experience too, because I don't know when I'm going to go back to Victoria next. And I'm happy I got to see it while I was there.
Same. I didn't love the seaplane to begin with, so I was happy to get on the ferry.
There you go. But the ferries are humongous, remember? Yeah. Like, it was like literally we were in an airport.
Think like small cruise ship. Like, this was a big boat. This was not like your typical, like, I've been on a ferry, you know, from like, I think it was like Cancun to Cozumel, like choppy, small. Like, this is a big ass boat.
Yeah, exactly. It was incredible. I felt like I was at an airport terminal, or the airport terminal. There was like a huge gift shop. They had restaurants. They had these massive seating areas that just looked like terminals.
Yeah.
But it was really cool.
The ferry was an experience within itself.
Yeah.
For sure.
Let's just say that. And then you could go upstairs and like be outside, and like as the sun was setting, you guys, it was stunning. Like, I cannot describe to you. It was like views for days. Like, every time we got closer, the views just kept going on and on and on and on. I have some on my stories, but maybe I'll also like post it on the Sunday's Pod page when I'm promoting this podcast. But like, it was beyond. I'm so grateful to have experienced that.
Yeah, it was a cool experience for sure. And then when we got back, because we got back super late, we were supposed to have like a dinner reservation, and I think we all were just like, yeah, no, I'm
yeah,
I'm
basically ready. We were yeah. done. I think
I'm
we
done
got
for
back.
The day.
Yeah, like we left at like 7 a.m. So we woke up at like 6. We left the hotel at 7. I don't think we were in our hotel room until like 10 or just a little after 10.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It was
so
a
room
long
service
day.
Was the solution. The hotel manager was like just amazing. The whole staff at that property was just
so
nice,
friendly.
So accommodating.
I loved all of them. They were so accommodating. Yeah.
Yes.
And then what did you have for your room service? I had like tomato soup and fries. What was yours?
Gosh, what did I have?
I think
I had fish tacos. I had fish tacos and the truffle fries.
Oh,
very
so
good.
Steph and I were like, don't even talk to me right now. Let's each watch our own shows in our respective beds.
Yes. After such a long day, like you don't want to talk. Like I need some quiet time. Like,
yeah, you need to
please.
Like decompress for sure. I agree.
Yes.
It was a good time.
Good time for sure. Okay, so the next morning, oh gosh, this was
the
liquid yoga.
Oh, yes. We forgot about that.
Yeah. So, okay. So we went to sleep. We enjoyed our room service. And then the next morning, so the resort offers liquid yoga, which is basically yoga in the pool. And I think that you can do it in their indoor pool or their outdoor pool. And of course, you'd have to check with the property on like what time they offer this. But it's a cool experience, I would say. I definitely was not like super coordinated or excited.
Yeah, you weren't like very keen for the experience, which personally, I don't know if I would do liquid yoga, but also I'm not like, I don't know. I feel like whenever I'm on vacation, I like barely want to move. Like,
yeah,
if no, I'm walking around the city, that's all I need. Like, I don't need to be going and like doing an extra workout, but it is definitely like a cool experience if you're like into that kind of vibe.
Yeah. My issue was I was wearing a wig and I only brought one wig. And so the paranoia that I felt about falling into this pool.
Oh my God, you guys. Steph, we have to show them this clip on like the Sunday Pod Instagram. It was hilarious. Like of you turning on that.
Oh my gosh.
On that mat. No, I don't even know what you
would
call it. Like on that
water.
Float.
Had the water been like 4 feet, 5 feet? You know, then just the tips of my hair would have got wet. No, we were over 8 feet of water. I'm going under. If I make a wrong move, I'm going under.
Your wig
and
would be floating in the water.
I do not have time for this.
No.
To be washing and blow drying a wig. No.
No. Mm-mm. Oh, no, so, yeah, but before yoga, we went to another park. Remember, it was called Cipollone?
Hold on.
Cipollone? Cipollone.
Something like that. I know what you're Capilano.
Oh, Capilano.
Yeah, suspension
like,
totally. Bridge. I jumped ahead a little bit, but
before
yoga,
liquid
we did
yoga.
The suspension bridge, which that is actually really beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, how the hell does that like state park looking thing exist in the middle of Vancouver. I felt like I was like transported to like the Amazon. Like I was like, what? Like this exists in the middle of a freaking city. It's like gorgeous. Like there are trees that are so beautiful. Like you do not think, like if you're there, you're like, this is not Vancouver. This is not like the middle of a city. Like I've never seen a park like that in the middle of a city.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. And the suspension bridges, like there's just these bridges and just walkways all throughout the trees.
It was just so beautiful. So beautiful.
You don't get that in Dallas.
Or in Austin or anywhere in Texas.
Yeah.
Or a major city in Texas. Yeah. So, but yeah, that was really nice. Then we went for lunch. Then we went to yoga. And then our last dinner. Where was our last dinner?
We were back at the H Tasting Lounge.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that was so lovely. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They had, like, it was outdoors. The weather was cool. We were sitting by the fire. It was so fancy, that dinner. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was beautiful.
We had all the drinks. Yeah. Oh, also, I know that Steph and I were basically like not drinking on this trip. Like Steph didn't drink at all. I drank on the very last day. But also Steph, like you were saying that you loved their non-alcoholic options, right? And you said like a lot of places don't have a lot of options if you're wanting to abstain from alcohol.
Yeah, I will say like this property has done like exceptionally well with just making sure that they have great options for people who don't want to drink alcohol, but still want like something to drink that's not like lemonade or water, you know, or Sprite.
Yeah, so like a really good mocktail menu. I really appreciated
the care that they took and like the attention to detail. Like they made great drinks. Like I've been places where you ask for a non-alcoholic beverage and they look at you like you have 8 heads, like, huh? You know?
They're like, so you're not going to drink? What a weirdo.
Yeah. So I appreciated that they like actually have a spirit-free menu. And then really like any drink I wanted that I asked for, I mean, I wasn't asking for anything like, you know, like intricate or anything, just like a margarita. But they also had like nice cocktails or mocktails for people who didn't want to drink alcohol. So I really appreciated that.
Yeah, I love that. But yeah, the food was amazing. Like, what's your favorite thing you ate at dinner? Like, does anything stand out to you from the last dinner?
Everything was so fresh. So the
fresh.
Salmon, y'all. And Nicole even told me, Curves to Contour, follow her on Instagram. She was on the trip with us. She told me she ordered the salmon on room service and that it was divine. And I should have ordered that the night we had room service, but I sampled the salmon at dinner and it was so good. Like, I mean, seasoned from the skin underneath, skin on top. Oh, delicious.
I love it. For me, it was the pesto pasta. It was so creamy. But yeah, what I loved about it, and I've never had pasta like this either, is that it's supposed to be, of course, like you're supposed to eat it hot. But like even as it cooled down, it tasted like just as good. Like it became like a cold pasta, kind of like by the time, because you know, of the weather.
It's cold
like,
outside. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But oh my God, it tasted good regardless, like hot or cold. It was amazing. And like the creaminess stayed, like the sauce was just as consistent. It didn't, like the sauce didn't like dry up into the pasta. Like it was amazing.
Yeah.
And then the dessert
was very good.
The dessert was
my compliments to the chef.
Yeah, seriously.
My compliments to the chef because everything was divine.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm like, yeah, go for the food, you guys. Go for the food.
See a few mountains.
Yeah, but go for the food. Literally, like everything we had on that property was amazing.
So good.
Okay, Steph, what's your verdict? Is Vancouver worth the hype?
Bring a jacket because it was cold at night.
If you go in the fall,
I have no idea what their summers are like, but it was definitely chilly at night. Is it worth the hype? I would say absolutely. I was pleasantly surprised. I don't know what I was thinking. You know, like I like my food here in Texas. I feel like we We eat really good. We're seasoned really well. And sometimes when you go to other places, you're not really sure, like, what are they going to, you know, bring? Like, some people don't season their food. I can tell you that at least the people at Weston Bayshore season their food.
Yeah. It was really good. I loved it. I loved the property. Overall, the property is amazing. I think it was in a great location. Because It was downtown Vancouver. It was right by the water. So you could like walk to a lot of places.
Great shopping. There were
so much shopping, bars, restaurants all around. You have the view of like all the yachts. It's like a really pretty area. I mean, we did basically stay in that one area and then we went to the park because we only had like 2 days there. And then like one day was taken up by whale watching. But I would say, yes, I would love to go back because my first experience was great. And then also so many people talk about how Vancouver is just such a fun, like beautiful city. A lot of people compare it to like Seattle vibes.
Yeah.
So I would like to, I would really like to go back in the summer and like be there and experience it because I think the weather over there is a little bit milder too. So if like you're from a really hot climate like Texas, maybe go there if you want to escape the heat.
Yeah, for sure. I will definitely say like anytime I feel like I need to see more, and that's why I feel like with our time just in Canada in general, it made me feel like I want to see more. So anytime I feel like that, anytime I feel like my time is incomplete or maybe I just like want to experience more, then I definitely would say it's worth the hype.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know, I want more.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, what a fun time we had. That was a great trip. We skipped Fashion Week and we went to Vancouver and we brought the fashions to the mountains. We experienced.
Oh my God. We were so fashionable on the mountain. We were so freaking extra, but I loved it.
I loved it. We were overdressed and fabulous, but you
every
know what?
Damn day. Yeah, I know. I wore like a blazer to the park. Like, what was I thinking?
Wait a minute, Sarah. We did not even share our whale watching outfit experience. Can I tell you, when we were boarding the ferry, I had someone, because we were like prepared for very cold climates. I just want to like preface all of this.
Yes, that's so true.
We were told to dress warm. We're from Texas. If you tell us to dress warm and that it's going to be cold, like I'm dressing warm. Like, I don't want to feel a breeze. I don't want to feel anything. So I'm dressed very warmly. I've got a very, you know, wool beanie on my head, a huge jacket.
You have thermals on, socks.
Sweatpants, two pairs of socks. And the sun is shining. It was warm.
It was so warm. But they were like, you know, when you get out in the water, it could get really cold. Like it could get into the 30s. And I was like, 30s? That's like snow weather.
Right. So yeah, there was definitely someone who, actually multiple people, but I vividly remember this couple who like looked me up and down, were pointing at me and then just started laughing. I'm like, wow, I know I'm overdressed for the conditions, but please.
I know. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we were definitely. And then when we were walking around Victoria Island, I was wearing like a freaking parka and like sweats. People were like in shorts and tank tops.
Right.
Yeah, that was like definitely such a noob move, but it's okay. Now we know. At least we can laugh at ourselves about it, which that's all that matters.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Okay, you guys. So happy if you're listening. Up until now, you guys are the best. Thank you so much. Oh, that's Humphrey coughing behind me. Sorry about that. Anyways, we love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next Sunday for a brand new episode.
Yes, talk to you next Sunday, guys. And be sure to catch up on our previous episodes if you missed any. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.